This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The word of the day on taxes, since you asked, is deficits. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center estimates that Republican tax cuts could blow a $2.4 trillion hole in the federal budget, a figure that would have struck fear into the hearts of GOP deficit hawks of old. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, most of those hawks have gone quiet or are singing a totally different tune.
A group of hawks is called a kettle. And in D.C., just a handful of years ago, the kettle was riled up.
The answer to getting back on the right fiscal track is spending less, not borrowing more.
That level of borrowing, that level of spending is just not acceptable.
That was Republican Representatives Scott Desjarlais and Tom Reed back in 2011. Lots of GOP lawmakers were ringing the same alarms. Today, D.C. just doesn't have the same focus. Dave Walker is former U.S. Comptroller General.
And unfortunately, the champions, both on the Republican and the Democratic side, both in the executive and the legislative branch, have largely left the scene.
So where'd all those deficit hawks go?
That is a question I have been asking myself.
Maya McGinnis is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
There are many people who made fiscal responsibility the central theme of why they wanted to come to Congress, and they're about to pass legislation that will make the debt worse.
There are a couple reasons for the seeming GOP change of heart. For one, fiscal responsibility means making tough, unpopular choices, like raising taxes or cutting spending. Politicians from both parties also seem to care way more about the deficit when they're in the opposition. Historian Elliot Brownlee from UC Santa Barbara says Republicans have made this costume change before. Tax cutter to deficit hawk, back to tax cutter.
It's a tactical flip-flop.
He thinks the deficits that could result from a massive tax cut could be used in the future to justify a pullback in spending on programs the party has long opposed, bringing the hawks back out. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.